The temperature's rising outside, but you can stay cool and comfortable inside with Blinds.com. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Save up to 50%, plus get a free professional measure. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
DSW's semi-annual sale is back. Take 40% off all clearance shoes in stores for a limited time. Literally every single clearance item at your DSW store is on sale right now. Sneakers, sandals, any style. If they're on the clearance racks, they're 40% off. So what are you waiting for? Don't sleep on these savings. Get to DSW ASAP. It's all or nothing, people. Shop the DSW semi-annual sale today.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app, and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Junks are coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan, Team 980, 910 The Fan. If you're listening in Richmond, thank you for doing that. And Monumental Sports Network 2, brought to you by Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. If you're looking to be the next five-star HVAC technician or plumber, it's very simple. You go to cropmetcalf.com to get your details and to join their team.
It is Open Line Thursday, by
the way. It is an Open Line Thursday. You're welcome to call us, 800-636-1067.
If you want to chime in on any of the topics.
You can talk about the Nats-Tigers series. You can talk about Commanders training camp just being 3 weeks away. You can talk about your July 4th plans. I mean, Mike Marr just sounds like he's just got a July 4th a palooza planned and lined up throughout the weekend.
By the way, the Nats play, you know, they played the doubleheader last night.
Yeah.
They play again tonight, 6:45, to close out the Tiger series.
Mm-hmm.
And then they turn around. They got to get up butt early. They play at 11 a.m. on Friday.
11:05, first pitch.
On July 4th.
I think I've heard the ads for that game. Like, if you go to that game, you can get a free... I think it's Bud Light, or Michelob Ultra.
Really?
At select concession stands.
There you go.
You just roll up, and they give you a free beer.
Is that fireworks night, or is that
tonight? No, fireworks, I think, is tonight.
Okay.
The fireworks are tonight.
I was going to say, it's kind of hard. It's kind of hard to do
Nats
fireworks.
Park. Okay.
Yeah. You can't do fireworks after an 11 o'clock start.
With all those all those people coming to town.
Yeah.
But when's Beyonce coming to town?
I think Beyonce is...
She's coming to Northwest.
Yeah. Is that tonight? And then I think Monday? I think it's tonight and the 7th.
All right, there's a lot going on.
Is 7th Monday? I don't know.
7th is Monday.
So I believe that's correct.
Yeah, because the 4th is tomorrow. 5th, 6th, 7th.
Two nights at Northwest Stadium. Yeah. That's a pretty big room.
But that's a quick turnaround for the Nats to play, you know, at 6:45.
Yeah.
And then to turn around, I don't even, what time do they get to the stadium for 11 a.m.?
I would guess like 7 or 8 in the morning.
Yeah, they probably only do batting practice underneath there.
Yeah, so you can talk about any of those things. You can propose Junkies hypotheticals. You can ask the Junks for sage advice. Because, look, we're learned men in our mid-50s. We've experienced a lot. Mm-hmm. We can give you that advice if you want it. 800-636-1067 is the number. Headline. Commanders set to reveal bold new look with upcoming uniform announcement. The reveal is coming July 9th.
Wow.
Next week.
Saw that on the news this morning.
You're going to have an update to the alternate Commanders uniforms.
Mm-hmm.
According to a report from sportslogos.net, yes, that's actually a thing, the Commanders will be the first of several teams to unveil their new alternate helmet and jersey July 9th.
Hmm.
The report says, quote, our sources have indicated that the Washington Commanders will be the first to reveal a new alternate helmet and jersey on July 9th. The team confirmed the report's accuracy a short time later. So we're asking you at 800-636-1067, what are you hoping to see with this alternate uniform release that's coming next week? Now, J.P. Finley is brought up in this article. He recalled and shared a clip on social media of Josh Harris stating this offseason, quote, you're going to see us head back towards honoring our past and bringing it together with our future, end quote, when discussing the new alternate uniform. This is big news. This is just huge. There are going to be tweaks to the alternate uniform, alternate helmet coming out in less than a week.
Yeah. You think it's going to look a lot like the old Skins uniform?
I don't know if it's going to be that or a tweak on like what they did when they went away from the original uniform.
Just right, right.
Kind of repurpose it a little bit. I'd love to see it look almost exactly like the old uniforms, but then they would just do something different with the helmet.
Like just the W, right, on the helmet?
I don't know if they're going to just... I don't know if the W is going to be featured on the new helmet. Like there were...
Talks of what?
Talks of... And there were photos of Jaden Daniels in a photo shoot of him holding a spear.
Oh, yeah, the spear.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe the spear is part of the new helmet and rebranding.
We talked about this last week.
Going back in the past.
That's a good point.
I think the key for a lot of fans is when you look at that jersey, which we have in studio right now, Jonathan Allen,
yeah,
it doesn't appear to be the same burgundy. I know some people swear it's the same burgundy, but that it's like some sort of trick to your eyes. But they got to put the gold back on. The gold will make the burgundy pop again. So go back. I think that that's what they're going to do. They're going to go back as close as they can to the old uniforms.
I mean, I would love to see the old pants with the big, fat, thick stripe down the side like they used to wear.
What about yellow face mask?
Yellow face mask on the current helmet? I don't think that's enough of a tweak. I think you're going to see something that's just different than what you're used to.
Yeah. You're looking forward to that.
What happens if it's the RG3 throwback where they wore the fake brown leather helmets? You guys remember that?
No. Brown leather helmets?
Yes. There was a game in like 2012 or 2013 where they wore these throwback uniforms, and then they wore fake leather helmets.
A college team did that too. Like maybe Illinois did that. Like,
I think maybe the Redskins did it first.
Okay.
I don't remember exactly, but.
Yeah.
And they may have done it again and then got rid of the leather helmet.
You mean this one here?
Yeah, that one. Yeah.
Yeah. I do kind of remember that. Those are pretty cool. I actually like that.
Because the helmet is what's going, here's what's interesting. They can't keep the one with the W on it because that's not a throwback, but they can't use the one with the Native American with the Redskins on it. They can't use the R with the feathers on it.
Right. Mm-hmm.
So what's what throwback helmet are they going to use?
I'm telling you, it might be the spear that Sonny Jurgensen wore.
But why can't you use the W helmet with the throwback jersey? Everything has to be coordinated. You have to have a throwback helmet.
Isn't it?
Not necessarily. There are some people that swear that this jersey is the same color. That if you put them side by side, that it's
not. Yeah, colorblind.
Yeah, colorblind.
It's not. Yeah.
It's not.
It's not even close.
What does a spear have to do with Commanders, though? So the jerseys look exactly like the Redskins uniform, but has nothing to do with the new name? That's kind of weird.
Yeah, I don't know. That's why it's intriguing as to what it's going to look like. What sort of, like, are they going to bring back an older design and kind of put a new, fresher twist on it? I don't know. I mean, why else would Jaden be holding a spear like in a photo shoot from a couple weeks ago?
Well, remember they tried to say it was like a Roman spear. The whole set was like a Roman theme.
It was like Roman gladiator type.
Yeah, I think that's what it was.
What about this idea, Cakes? So you have basically the old Redskins uniform, all right?
Yeah.
The same color combinations.
Right.
The same script for the numbers, the same stripe down the pants.
Like it.
Sheen on the helmet.
Yep.
Except it just doesn't have a logo. It's a logo-less helmet, kind of like the Browns helmet.
Hate it. I hate this idea. Sorry, but I mean, look, you're thinking outside of the box. I just, my helmet's got to have, it's got to have
something on it.
Yeah, it's got to have something.
Well, they could just wear the Washington football team uniforms. Everyone liked them with the Alabama helmets.
Yeah, numbers on the helmet. Maybe instead of just it being straight burgundy, you have the numbers.
I would bet my money team. This crew is not going to do a throwback to just a couple years ago. They're going to throw back to the glory days when they were winning Super Bowls. That's what this crew of Rails, Josh Harris, and Mark Ein, they want to connect with the nostalgia of the glory days when they were winning Super Bowls.
They can't. They can't.
You
come
better
out.
Have a chief on the helmet if you want to connect with those people.
I think you might be able to do the uniform with the same old helmet.
Well, that's what we're talking about. That's what they wore.
Just
a few
switch
years ago,
the uniform and keep the current helmet.
Yes,
I think they're going to have something different on it. I don't know what it is quite yet. I think the spear is the leader in the clubhouse, if I had to guess.
But I would agree that they definitely want to go back to the old colors, the original colors.
Oh, definitely.
Yeah.
Get back to majoring in burgundy and gold.
But the helmet will be, that's the big question.
Yeah. 800-636-1067. There will be a new uniform, alternate uniform, and helmet unveiled by the Commanders next week on July 9th, less than a week away. What are you hoping to see in that unveiling? Is there something that you have to have? Is there like a deal breaker, something you don't want to see? 800-636-1067 is the number. Can't have just a boring like Penn State or Notre Dame helmet with nothing on it. Yeah. There's got to be some sort of logo on the helmet.
The word usage that the Commanders use was alternate.
Yeah.
They didn't say throwback.
Mm-hmm.
You can use an alternate or a throwback uniform.
Yep, you're right.
So yeah, I think you can have up to four uniforms. Or maybe they won't wear the black. I'm not sure how that's going to work this year. But they didn't say throwback. They said alternate.
Yeah.
I wonder how many times they'll wear it. Will they wear it four times?
Probably once.
What if they went with like a gold helmet with burgundy W? You just flip the color scheme.
You love gold. You wanted them to be the Washington gold.
It was one of my brainstorms, JP. It was not well received when I came up with it.
But maybe you could wow people with this idea of yours.
Maybe. I have lost steam, though, in thinking that they'll be rebranded to the Washington gold. I don't see that happening.
Mm-mm.
Pretty sure that will never happen.
I think you've lost steam in general that they're going to change the name.
There may be something to that.
I know you're not paying out the bet yet, but...
No, I'm not paying out the bet. I think I have till 2027 for that bet, if my memory serves correct. Memory's a little faulty at times, but I think I'm correct on that. All right, let's go to Dennis in Reston. Dennis, you're on with the Junks on an open line Thursday. Thank you for the call.
Hello, good morning, guys. How
good
you
morning.
Doing?
Hello, What's up, Dennis?
Okay, as far as the uniform thing goes, I mean, as long as they keep the uniform basically the same, I mean, you know, the same basically. The burgundy and gold pants, I like that. The one thing I don't like, though, and I don't dig it at all, is, first of all, you guys already know, because I've been calling into you guys a long time, that the original name change just blew me away, because I'm such an old Redskins fan that I still don't like the name Commanders. But when you have the name Commanders and you throw a spear on the helmet, I mean, how stupid is that? That's all I have to say. I would be happy if they keep the name and keep the W on the helmet. You know, the uniform is going to be what it is. They're just going to do that. The reason I call guys is, I told you guys this when I called in. I said, I wish you guys would devote the remainder of your show today, not on the uniforms, not on anything else. And I know I keep bringing this up. You guys need to talk about the McLaurin thing. Okay. What is this new crap I'm reading about Terry McLaurin possibly being sent to the New England Patriots?
Dennis, stop.
I know what you're going to say already, but
we don't need
to put pressure on this team.
Okay, hold on.
Predict what Cakes is going to say.
Predict what I'm going to say.
Huh?
You just said you know what we're going to say, so predict what Cakes is going to say.
Well, okay. I think you're going to just say, I think you're going to say to me, well, Dennis, it's going to be what it's going to be, or something like that. I don't know what you're going to say, but come on.
No, Dennis, here's exactly what I'm going to say.
Why are you buying into these stupid Invalid reports.
You know what? Because I don't really buy into it. But if these guys are, why are these guys acting so stupid and putting all this bull crap on out on the internet?
You're falling for clickbait, Dennis. Yeah, that's what I was going to say to you. Yeah. Don't fall for it.
You're falling for clickbait. It's okay, not real. Okay. It's not coming from reliable sources.
Maybe I am. Maybe I am. But you know what? The team needs to get the job done.
They will.
They need to get the job done. It's as simple as that.
They will.
All right. Thank you, Dennis. We will send a memo to Adam Peters.
Lower the blood pressure. It's July 4th weekend, bro.
Yeah. It's a holiday coming up. We're celebrating our country's independence. Yeah. Come on, Dennis. Simmer down a little bit.
You need to start talking about McLaurin. We talk about McLaurin every 20 minutes. I mean, come on.
All right.
And he's not going to the Pats.
No, it's not happening. 800-636-1067 is the number. The Commanders are going to unveil alternate uniforms and helmet next week. What do you want to see when that happens? We'll continue to take your calls on an Open Line Thursday next here on The Fan. Open Line.
The temperature's rising outside, but you can stay cool and comfortable inside with Blinds.com. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Save up to 50%, plus get a free professional measure. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
DSW's semi-annual sale is back. Take 40% off all clearance shoes in stores for a limited time. Literally every single clearance item at your DSW store is on sale right now. Sneakers, sandals, any style. If they're on the clearance racks, they're 40% off. So what are you waiting for? Don't sleep on these savings. Get to DSW ASAP. It's all or nothing, people. Shop the DSW semi-annual sale today.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's Radio 15 for 15% off today.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Thursday brought to you by Window Nation. Searching for new windows and doors? Search WindowNation.com. Their windows are measured to fit the first time and installed by experts to last. Window Nation for your home, because it's where you live.
You know, we have a Junkies Instagram page. It's Sports Junkies Radio. And I got to say, it's amazing. Sometimes you can see the view counts and what pops.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Watching Drab T-shirt and Mike Marr throw two balls back and forth to each other
yes.
has got triple the views, almost quadruple the views of the most recent videos up there.
It tells me that the public wants more Drab and Marr. They need
like
more.
Behind the scenes action.
They like
so.
Behind the scenes.
Behind the glass moves the needle.
Yeah, apparently. Yeah,
if you want to see, I mean, like I'm looking here, I see Mike Rizzo 4,318, okay. and then I see Drab and Mike Marr 7,441.
Look at that! Look at those guys just doing the Lord's work over there. Impressive.
I'm sure the comments are very nice.
Yeah,
I haven't even checked out the comments.
Yeah, you got to stay away. People are just always mean. They're definitely not dropping comments about how good your form is and how great you look.
I mean, it's the same old guys though. AWOD's commenting the best of days. He's missing out.
By the way,
I see your guy Cork commenting.
Was I not here, or was it never brought up that AWOD did one of the hackiest things ever when he went to Philadelphia and ran the Rocky Steps?
We brought it up.
Okay, you guys brought it. How could you not have?
Yeah, and then Drab said one of the comments called him Stocky Balboa.
Oh, that's a good one. That's a funny
joke. I think about that comment once a day now.
That is a 12 out of 10 joke.
That is a good one. All right, so we got some mystery guests joining us in like 20 minutes.
Okay, very good.
Remember, it's Throwback Thursday. We're playing. You have to listen to the show live to hear the bumpers.
Mm-hmm.
If you podcast, you don't hear the bumpers. That was Public Enemy, criminally underrated in my opinion.
Is one the mystery guest? Favorite. I don't know who the mystery guest is. Is he?
I have no idea.
Is he coming in studio? Or?
No, phoners.
It's a phoner. Okay.
It's in the spirit of Bother the Pro. Like okay. I said, if you want to try Bother the Pro and you're weak of throwback, we can try it. Mm-hmm. We're going to do an old school segment later in the show as well.
Yeah.
But it is Throwback Thursday. But that's doesn't mean it's not an open line Thursday. It's still open line
certainly
Thursday.
Is. And people definitely want to talk about the Commanders' new alternate uniform and helmet that are getting unveiled.
What do they want to see?
July 9th. So that is less than a week away. Let's go to Mark. He's calling in Fredericksburg. They never have bad traffic there. Mark, good morning. How are you?
Hey, I'm good, man. How are you?
Good.
What's up, Mark?
Hey, so look, I get jazzed up for the football team helmets, right? With the numbers on them.
Yep.
Possibly put like the yellow face mask, and they definitely need to go back to like the yellow stripe, like Cake said. So
yeah,
hopefully this is them leaning towards changing the uniforms altogether. Hopefully. But hey, can I give out a baseball play for today?
Sure.
we're about to do our weekend parlay later.
I love baseball
maybe
plays.
I'll steal it.
Hey, look, yeah, I'm up like 7 units in the past 2 days. So
all right, you're hot.
You're gonna go, Seattle, Kansas City tonight. First 5 under 3.5, right?
Okay.
It's -105 right now, but if you wait by the end of the day, it's gonna be like -130. So you got to like hammer it now.
Okay, the time is of the essence, is what you're saying.
Yes. It's gonna
be a low scoring game. This is Lugo against Wu. You say it under
Lugo Wu.
Under 3.5 in the first 5.
Total runs, yes, sir. Okay. That's it. That's the play.
All right. I'll look at it.
Hey, one more thing. Can I say one more thing that I'm kinda mad about?
Yes, sir.
How the heck did Acuña make the all-star starters over James Wood when Acuña missed?
Because it's a popularity contest.
Because they vote. It's voters. It's the fans vote.
I mean, I voted. But it's crazy, though. Like,
you have one vote.
I know. I get it, but it's
see
one of those
how
things.
Voting works?
People vote on who they know.
It's a popularity contest. It's bullcrap, though, dude.
Thanks, don't worry, I think he's going to be in the All-Star game.
Take
He'll
a deep breath.
Thank you, Mark.
Hey, I should credit Jack, @Jack_Pitt, said that they already teased that the helmet is keeping the W. If you look at the silhouette, did you look at the silhouette that the Commanders
saw
put out?
That,
Is the W on it?
Yeah, the W is on it. So, like, they could change it, I guess.
Yeah.
But the way that they're doing it, they're saying that, you know, it says new alternates unveiled in 1 week.
Mm-hmm.
It makes you think that that's how the helmet's going to be. I mean, you can see it. It's a silhouette
Yeah, but
maybe they're just teasing you.
My first thought was they're tricking you.
Yeah,
that's possible.
They're making you think that.
They're making you look over here when the real helmet's over here.
Why would they show
bait and switch?
If they want everyone to to anticipate and kind of guess what they're going to do, why would they already reveal the logo on the helmet?
They wouldn't.
I wouldn't think they would do that.
It's called trickery and deception.
Yeah,
JP's falling for it.
Or they're just changing the jersey.
No, they said they're unveiling a jersey and an alternate helmet, both. So in my opinion, unless they're flip-flopping the way the color scheme is and they're just going to keep the W on the helmet, I don't know if it's going to feature the W.
Mm-hmm. Might not have
it. I have a lot of questions.
You think it's going to be a spear?
It might be a Britney.
It
might be a Britney on the helmet.
I've never known somebody to get more psyched about uniforms than you. It's been like that since you were a teenager.
It's in your 20s. It's my thing, JP.
That and apparently the names of arenas, which was a pretty impressive run yesterday. 31 out of 32.
Again, it's not a skill set that transfers anywhere other than here. I'm not even sure if it works here. Who knows?
I was impressed.
It's just how your brain operates. Like, you lock into that.
Yes.
I couldn't even tell you the names of the stadiums that we went over yesterday. Like, it's already
it's out of your mind.
But again, yeah, I didn't choose to remember it.
There's a price to pay for that, JP, because I know that information. There's other vital information that can't fit its way into this cranium. Like,
or you just have a bigger cranium.
Like, I don't know who the Secretary of the Treasury is. Like, I mean, not that that's a super important thing to know, but I probably couldn't name more than one or two cabinet members, and that might be a stretch. That might be dicey. All right, I'm going to veer away from politics. Let's go to Sean in Brandywine. Wants to talk about something I know a little bit about: uniforms. What's up, Sean?
Good morning, gentlemen.
Good morning.
I'd like to say thanks again. Thanks again. I enjoy the show. You get me to work every morning through the rush hour traffic, even though there's none today.
None today. Thank God.
Yep. Thank you, Sean. We appreciate that.
What I would like to see, or what I'm hoping for, is keep the W, but maybe add the spear to it, or the Indian headrest that the chief wore. Incorporate that with the W or the numbers. I think that would be a good look.
Yeah, I think you're getting a little too busy. Like, if you keep the W and then you have the numbers and then some of those other elements.
Out of all of those, what do you want to see? You want to see the numbers?
No. I'm not saying add the numbers and the W. Okay. Either or, with the headdressing. I think that would be a good look. And it represents the past along with the current, mm-hmm. present day.
Yeah. Well, we'll find.
I would love to see them go back to that mustard yellow from the late 70s, early 80s. Those uniforms were the best, along with that helmet with the W and the headrest. Now you got the past and the present.
Okay, thanks, Sean. Appreciate the call. I don't think they're going to make any sort of pay any homage to Washington football team. I don't think they're going to go back.
I don't think so either.
I mean, that's a weird, transition time. For this franchise,
it's a blip.
There's no way that Josh Harris is sitting around with the other owners and saying, "Hey, I really can't wait to go back to the glorious time of Washington football team. Let's put numbers on the helmet." I don't see that happening.
I don't either.
I think it's going to look like. I think they're going back to the original colors. That's what I think. I don't know what the logo is going to be.
I think they should do that. I think that's a logical move for them.
And the fans will go crazy for that.
Oh, they'll buy so much merch.
They will.
They'll just buy it all.
100%.
They'll gobble it up.
I mean, Drabby, don't you think they're going to go back to the colors, the original colors?
Well, there would be no point to do this otherwise. Yeah. I mean, Grant tweeted yesterday, he's speculating. He said, this year's alternates, next year's main uniforms.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. By the way, the rumor is the Bucks and the Seahawks are going to wear white alternates of their throwbacks this year. So you'll get the white creamsicle and you'll get the old school 90s Seahawks white.
I know that the I think it's Buccaneer Bruce was the old school logo for the Bucks. Creamsicle and white was derided and hated for a long time. actually looks pretty good now. Now when they break those out, those things look pretty sweet.
Yeah. I mean, the fans will go berserko if we got the old school.
Drab will buy all of the alternate Seattle merch.
Yeah, he'll go
coming in here with the whiteout Seattle.
Oh, of course.
Throwback logo.
Fired up.
Yeah.
That's what you're going to get. But yeah, so you got a week before they reveal the alt uniforms.
It's coming.
It's coming, man.
July 9th. Get ready for it.
Yep. And of course, like I mentioned earlier, Commander's Camp starts in 24 days.
Mm-hmm. That's a good thing. We're
problem
all looking
is,
forward to that.
The problem is the month of July putts. Just putt. That's what it does.
Well, that's why you should schedule some vacation during July, Ricky.
Well, I couldn't because you guys took all the freaking weeks.
Yeah, so that was, you got to get to it early.
I know.
Like today might be Cakes' last show. If he wins the World Series of Poker,
oh yeah, he's out.
Wins like $10 million.
Well,
no. He's got to do a brag show.
He's got to do one more show.
At least a brag show. And remember, I don't get the if I were to win, which is the world's longest long shot. But just say hypothetically I did, I get 35%.
That's true.
Because I have people who are staking me.
Right.
The fine people from Gulf Coast Poker.
All right, well, you still get almost $4 million.
That would be, I'm not gonna complain about getting $4 million in my bank account.
I've said that many times that if I win the lotto, I'm coming in the next day with bags of money for people and then also paying you your FCC fine to tell someone to F off.
Love it. By the way, speaking of the lotto, Drab, this is discouraging news for you because we have a lifetime swap. Since they have enacted a outrageous price hike on lottery tickets, I've basically been out on buying lottery tickets.
Are they $5 now? What are they?
One of them is $5. I can't remember which is which. Drab's the expert here. I've pretty much slammed the brakes on lottery ticket buying.
I haven't bought, even though someone in Virginia did win $348 million last week.
Really?
Some nubs town.
Really?
What was the name of the town?
Michigan.
I'll find it. Yeah. Started with a B.
Yeah. That is crazy. Can you imagine?
$348 million.
That'd be pretty strong.
But Cakes could come back. A multimillionaire.
I could.
If he wins the World Series of Poker. But now he couldn't beat 71 players last night.
No, I couldn't.
And he's going to be facing thousands.
Hey, no matter what happened, Cakes is coming back a multimillionaire.
I like that. I like your line of thinking there, Drab. Got some good jokes on the show today. It's fantastic. All right, we will do Throwback Thursday when we come back. You don't want to miss that. We also have our weekend parlay coming up at 8:45 here.
The temperature's rising outside, but you can stay cool and comfortable inside with Blinds.com. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Save up to 50%, plus get a free professional measure. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
DSW's semi-annual sale is back. Take 40% off all clearance shoes in stores for a limited time. Literally every single clearance item at your DSW store is on sale right now. Sneakers, sandals, any style. If they're on the clearance racks, they're 40% off. So what are you waiting for? Don't sleep on these savings. Get to DSW ASAP. It's all or nothing, people. Shop the DSW semi-annual sale today.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app, and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm the Fan. Open Line Thursday brought to you by Window Nation. Searching for new windows and doors? Search WindowNation.com. Their windows are measured to fit the first time and installed by experts to last. Window Nation for your home because it's where you live. Welcome to join us throughout an Open Line Thursday, 800-636-1067. That is the number as we head towards July 4th weekend.
Man, we're almost there, Cakes. A couple hours.
It's always great when July 4th is on a Friday.
Mm-hmm.
It sucks when it's on like a Tuesday or a Wednesday. It's just the worst.
Correct.
I mean, it's always great to get a day off, but it's always better when it's either a Friday or a Monday.
3-day weekend.
Bookends the weekend.
Correct.
Let me ask you this. If it's on a Thursday.
Yes.
Do you get Friday off or do they actually make you come back to work on Friday?
I think they make us come. I mean, our company policy, I think they would make us come in on Friday.
Not sure.
Because didn't that happen a couple weeks ago?
You're talking about, they did that last year.
What do you mean?
You're talking about a holiday?
Midweek, yeah.
Yeah, last year it was like on Thursday and we had to come back on July 5th.
Right. But I'm saying we just had a holiday where maybe it was.
Well, that was Juneteenth. That was
Juneteenth. Right.
That was, I think, on a Thursday or a Wednesday. I can't remember.
Right. We just had this.
I think it was Thursday.
Week. Yeah.
Yeah.
But we had to come in the next day. Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
That's our company policy.
All right. So we're going to have some mystery guests here.
Okay.
If they get flipped out of order, you can do that. It's fine because my guy just told me 750.
Okay.
Blast from the past.
Blast from the past, mystery guest.
I'm so specific.
I'm racking my feeble brain trying to figure out who it is, but we've had so many guests on the show, it's kind of pointless to try to guess who it is.
Now, is this a former athlete, former coach, media member, just a
listener?
Can you
get the buzzer or the dinger ready? Yeah. I mean, you want to guess?
Is it a show weirdo that we haven't heard from a long time? I don't know.
It's quite possible, Cakes.
Oh, yes. You know what? I'm thinking it's a show character who's been just
pretty
under
quiet.
The radar that we haven't heard from, like a Sacktown Mike would be.
Sacktown or a Drunk Mike.
A Drunk Mike would be.
Mike, I think we heard from a few months ago.
He popped up within the last, like, three to six months.
Sacktown is a great guest.
Sacktown is a guy who's been off the radar for a long time.
I don't think Sacktown's called the show in 10 years.
It's probably been around that length.
All right, it is Throwback Thursday. Mm-hmm. Let's go to the phones and say hello to our next guest. Often imitated, but never duplicated.
Often imitated. All right. Hey, you're on with the Junks. Good morning.
Hey, what's up? Case.
It's Brett O.
See? Oh, hey, you smiled.
It's Brett O.
Jason always says he doesn't smile or laugh.
This is about Brett checking in. He's the Frankfurter King
of
the Southeast.
Oh, what's up, Brett?
What's up? How you guys doing?
Hey, how appropriate for the hot dog eating contest July 4th, Nathan's.
Yeah, that's true.
That we have the hot dog king on.
Mm-hmm.
Very good. That guy, Joey Chestnut, was in the restaurant, like casually eating. He literally was at the bar. Casually eating, like, I think he had 9 hot dogs, like 4 plates of fries and 4 beers.
Jeez.
just hanging out.
So was that him in training? Like,
I don't know. 9?
No,
he didn't double the dog.
I just got a text from our cook. They're like, Joey Chestnut's at the bar eating hot dogs. He was in town filming with Mr. Beast, I think. And he was just hanging out and like just drunk frat guys were just all over him. Like, bro, you're the best.
So he can eat not 4 hot dogs, 5 plates of fries.
He said 9 hot dogs.
Oh, 9 hot dogs.
And that's nothing for him.
That's true.
That's like you eating a hot dog at the turn.
Right. I can't believe it.
And then he said he had to wake up to go win a bagel eating contest in the morning in Vegas.
So it was warm up.
Yeah, it's crazy.
He's always in training.
I mean, his body is just conditioned where he can just throw back so much food. It's nuts.
Hey, who was the big act at Doggy Jams this year?
We had 2 Chainz, who was a rapper. And
yeah,
then,
no, 2 Chainz. Cakes and I did a Georgetown Midnight Madness thing with 2 Chainz.
We did.
Oh, wow.
He was good. And then Cheat Codes, who's like a... They're like a big EDM DJ group.
Oh, so nice. Good.
So, Brett, I was texting with you last night, and I said, years ago, we would go to lunch, a group of us, and I don't know that Cakes was here, but I was sitting there with CK and sitting with Brett, and I think it was Brett who goes, we need some new characters.
Yeah. Did we ever get them? I don't think we ever got them. Did
no.
We?
I mean, AWOD, I guess.
I mean, I'm still number one Bruce the Hugger fan, Rom. By the way, I feel like am I kind of like a dud first guest for this contest?
No,
of course not.
This
come
is
on,
awesome.
You're short selling yourself.
Hey, you know
Brett?
What? Like, can we punch up guest number 2?
Oh, wow.
All right, here we go.
All right. Hold on. All right, guest number 2.
All right, I can already tell who it is. I can already tell he's breathing heavy. It's Rami Bear.
He's out of Rom-tirement.
Yeah, yeah.
It's Rami Bear. What's up, Rami Bear?
Social Security ADs. Dude, I just threw up. Yeah, I just threw up.
Yeah, I'm not surprised.
I'm not doing a bit. I'm not doing a bit. You can ask Marie. I'm in the toilet. I just puked.
Oh my God. Because you're anxious or because you're sick?
What's going on here?
Dude, I think I just got anxious. I wasn't prepared for coming out of retirement, and the nerves got me.
You're on with Brett, too. Brett made you nervous.
Hey, Brett's your number one fan. Hold on real quick, because I think we have our other mystery guest on the line.
Oh, we have 3? Good Lord.
What a triple booking.
All right, hold on. Hello?
It's all Tiger Woods.
Oh,
wow.
It's Sacktown.
Man, this is quite a trio.
It's all Tiger Woods in the hood. What's up, white people? What's up?
Hey, Sacktown, we turn to you.
Where have you been?
We turn to you for your thoughts on the Diddy trial.
I've been working, man. Working a bunch of Spanish people all day, man. I don't know anything about soccer. Every time I go to work, I'll be like, Telemundo, they be laughing like a mug, man. I don't know about soccer. Shoot. No brothers on my job.
Man, we miss you, bro.
Sacktown, it's good to hear from you. You sent me
Let me say this. I've been knowing y'all, 30 years plus.
Right.
Not one time was there an N-bomb drop. I can't. Y'all need a purple star for that.
That's right.
We're American heroes, Sacktown.
Yeah. Now, one time, I mean, the Redskins changed their names. I mean, whatever. How many popes has it been? It's like 30 popes. Drop the N-bomb. Y'all deserve a Subway sandwich.
Sacktown, you told me, you sent me a text a couple weeks ago. You had an observation about the hot air balloon disaster. Oh.
Nah, I just said, brothers, don't get on high air balloons. Nah, I never get on a high air balloon. I know, don't change.
Well, this whitey's never getting on one either.
A lot of white guys won't do it either.
What do you think about?
If we was on a high air balloon, it'd be like 10 feet. 10 feet high.
That's his own bit.
Oh, my God.
Hey, who's that? Is that Rom? Hey, Rom, you still ugly?
Oh, Sacktown, man. Sacktown, my man. How are you, my friend?
What's up, man?
Really Sacktown? Is this really Sacktown or just a clip from 5 years? Is this really Sacktown or just a clip from 5 years ago?
Hey, Rom, this is quite a Rom covery by you. You weren't sounding good about 30 seconds ago.
Hey, look, at least I ain't coughing every day like, oh, shoot.
No, I know. Yes, sir. Hey, listen, I actually do got mad respect for you. I'm raising my own child right now. And I know you've done the same.
You got a kid?
Mad respect.
He's got one.
You got a kid?
Yep.
I got a kid, and the one adder is she's not ugly. You can ask the judge.
And it's a shock.
The Rob Seth of Gene took over. Where are you, man? How'd they find you? I know you've been on the run.
I had to send out some smoke signals or something, man. Hey, man, y'all know Puffy, the worst rapper in the history of rap.
JP loves him.
I don't say he's a good rapper. So he's got, and you know what? Brett will defend me. Brett's a bad boy guy. He's got bangers.
Brett, you should get off the Diddy train.
Dude, I'm off. But that was the first concert I ever went to.
Jeez. Dude, and one of the
Puff Daddy and the family.
What'd you say, Mike?
That's one of the. Hey, and one of his rap lyrics, he dropped, "I'm the macaroni with the cheese." The judge probably heard that and said, "Nah, you ain't going out. You ain't going to jail. You ain't getting out of jail." Just off that lyric alone. Seriously. "I'm the macaroni with the cheese." Man, get out of here, man. Worst rapper ever.
"And I'm missing you." That's a Diddy did, right? Oh. "And I'm missing you, Sacktown."
Oh, my God.
Worst rapper ever. Sacktown for 5 years.
Hey, real quick, because we don't have much time. Rom, do you have advice for Cakes in the World Series of Poker?
Yeah. Go. If you want to save money, Cakes, go play some blackjack, because we know you're not going to go above the minimum bet. Yeah. So that's my advice for Cakes.
Okay, thank you. Money. I appreciate that.
Hey, yeah. Brett, since hey, this Cakes, is hold up. Let me get Brett in the mix. Throwback Thursday. When's the first time Rom gave you money? Can you give us the skinny? Or you gave Rom money?
Yeah, it was in Vegas at Tahiti Village. And I think I gave him like $2,000, and he, you know, an hour later gave me $3,000. I didn't know how it worked. And
give money to Rom. It won't cost you a dime.
By the way, Rom was the only card counter that wanted attention. Like, most card counters, like, try to lay low and not get caught. He's literally putting on a show wanting to get caught. Yeah. Crazy.
That's what he does.
It's the ADs over the RDs, man.
It's a mess. Sacktown, hold on, let's go one at a time. Sacktown, it's great to have you back. Just hearing your voice. Jason actually smiled, right?
Yeah, I did. It's been so long, man. It's been 10 years.
It's been about 10 years. Well, you know, it's been 10 years, you know what I'm saying? Hey, Cakes, you still got a flat ass?
Flatter than ever. Yeah. Like you said, flat like a hot soda back in the day.
God bless America. You know what? Hey, now we all getting old, man. We all of us on third base right now. I'm Ray Lewis. Lewis.
Mike, how old is Mike Jr. at this point?
He is silly 29.
Look at that. Good He's Lord. Almost 30.
Is he doing all right?
Yeah, he's doing good. He got a silly girl too.
All right.
That's kind of hurting.
Hey, look. I might grasp. Nah, I'm just kidding. Nah, I love
it. All right, Mike. To hear from you.
Hey, thanks for calling in, bro.
It was an honor to share the stage with you live.
What about Brett?
Oh, damn, I forgot Brett was on.
Damn, Brett.
I didn't know you was on, Brett, my bad.
You're good. I appreciate it, Mike.
Old meaty thighs.
By the way, I imagine he doesn't have meaty thighs anymore.
Oh, my God.
I had a 30-year-old grown man come up to me the other day and be like, "My dad used to make me listen to Junkies when I was like in kindergarten."
Oh my God!
I know. It happens. This was a grown man.
I couldn't believe it.
I know it'll happen to me where I'll meet people that are like 35 years old
it's
with
depressing.
Three kids,
Brett,
and they'll say they started listening when they're in elementary school.
Hey, what's up with Drunk Mike?
Don't know.
Yeah, we didn't go for enforcement. There's enough chaos with three of you. Hey, Sacktown Mike.
We got to grab Derek. He's still around.
We don't even know if he's alive.
Yeah.
Wait, I'm waiting for the bad breath.
Yeah, the worst breath ever.
Like all flame.
Sacktown, we got to run, okay?
All right, Merry Christmas.
We got to get you on board.
Merry Christmas, yeah.
Rom, you've come out of Rom retirement.
Go drink some water.
I need to cleanse the palate. I'm good now. I got all puke out right
before the call. Way to puke on command. We like that.
It's unbelievable.
Dude, I didn't say it. These Social Security ADs are great and all, but raising a kid certainly steals the ADs, JP. It's kind of like, imagine life, okay? Imagine your life where you go out, someone comes out up to you and asks you, JP, and you're out with your kid, and the JP, hey, tell me the origin story of the Junks. And then Bella gets in and starts giving the spiel, flaming you out of the out of the flame opportunity.
Hey, Rob, opportunity. You know what? I came in late on your story. Can you start over again, Rob? Can you start, please? Right,
before you hang up, Brett stole a bottle of vodka.
Hey, and Brett?
Brett stole a bottle of vodka.
Maybe we didn't need new characters. You still like the old ones, right?
Oh, man. These guys make me laugh.
It made me laugh.
Hey, keep making that liquor, down, Brett. Bro. Keep making that liquor.
Thank you. Top shelf.
You'll be a billionaire soon, bro.
Appreciate you guys. Thank you very much.
Love you, man. Good to hear from you.
Love you, too.
Yep. All right, that was entertaining.
JP, I give you props for that.
It was chaos.
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay. Look, when you get three people.
Brings back memories.
Yeah, when you get three of those guys on the line together.
It was better than talking about where the RFK is going to be.
That's coming up next.
Yeah, we could certainly do some of that next. All right, we're the Junks on an Open Line Thursday. We will be right back.
The temperature's rising outside, but you can stay cool and comfortable inside with Blinds.com. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Save up to 50%, plus get a free professional measure. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.